1. The Sovereignty of Urantia. The original sovereignty of Urantia was held in trust by the sovereign of the Satania system. It was first delegated by him to a joint commission of Melchizedeks and Life Carriers, and this group functioned on Urantia until the arrival of a regularly constituted planetary prince. Subsequent to the downfall of Prince Caligastia, at the time of the Lucifer Rebellion, Urantia had no sure and settled relationship with the local universe and its administrative divisions until the completion of Michael's bestowal in the flesh, when he was proclaimed by the Union of Days, Planetary Prince of Urantia. Such a proclamation, in surety and in principle, forever settled the status of your world, but in practice, the Sovereign Creator Son made no gesture of personal administration of the planet, aside from the establishment of the Jerusalem Commission of 24 former Urantians with authority to represent him in the government of Urantia and all other quarantined planets in the system. One of this council is now always resident on Urantia as the resident Governor General. Vicegerent authority to act for Michael as planetary prince has been recently vested in Machaventa Melchizedek, but this son of the local universe has made not the slightest move toward modifying the present planetary regime of the successive administrations of the resident governors general. There is little likelihood that any marked change will be made in the government of Urantia during the present dispensation, unless the vicegerent planetary prince should arrive to assume his titular responsibilities. It appears to certain of our associates that at some time in the near future, the plan of sending one of the 24 counselors to Urantia to act as governor general will be superseded by the formal arrival of Machaventa Melchizedek with a vicegerent mandate of the sovereignty of Urantia. As acting planetary prince, he would undoubtedly continue in charge of the planet until the final adjudication of the Lucifer Rebellion, and probably on into the distant future of planetary settlement in light and life. Some believe that Machaventa will not come to take personal direction of Urantian affairs until the end of the current dispensation. Others hold that the vicegerent prince may not come as such until Michael sometime returns to Urantia as he promised when still in the flesh. Still others, including this narrator, look for Melchizedek's appearance any day or hour.